headlines of the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls house flies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
During these unprecedented times, we might find ourselves asking what really matters and what is truly essential. Hi, Jordan of Great Plains Kubota here, and if you're like us, you're probably taking stock of your essentials like food, water, feed, fertilizer, or seed. But have you thought of the necessities you might need to keep your equipment operating during this time? You can trust our family of Kubota dealerships to meet your essential demands of Kubota parts, Kubota service, Kubota sales, and yes, Kubota rentals. Shop us online at gpkubota.com or call 855-4-Kubota. And remember, the Great Plains Kubota brand promise. If it's not right, it's on us.
Well, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Mike Schulte yesterday to talk about the virtual wheat tour coming up. Ron gives us an update.
Oklahoma wheat stakeholders are busy putting together a virtual version of a wheat crop tour for Oklahoma for 2020. According to Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, this will run parallel to what the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association has done for decades.
Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association has always put out an annual estimate that was put together by crop consultants, extensions professionals, as well as area agronomists in the state. We are still going to have that reporting taking place. We are going to have a Zoom meeting on Tuesday, May 5th, that's going to take place, and producers can sign in for that to listen to those reports from those different regions of the state, and then there will be all that data compiled for an estimate that will be released based off of that information.
That online meeting will happen Tuesday, May 5th, starting 9 a.m. Central Time. You can find details of it by going to the OSU Small Grains Facebook page. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, ag leaders say without safety and worker confidence, meat processing plants won't operate no matter how many executive orders the president issues. House Ag Chair Colin Peterson was in Worthington, Minnesota this week, and he says USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue told him the administration would not force meat plant workers back to plants if it's not safe. Peterson's comment to community leaders followed the president's executive order under the Defense Production Act that says plants reopen or stay open.
The Defense Act says they might be able to go in there and strong arm people, but that's not going to work. You know, I think the biggest problem in these plants is getting the workers to be willing to come back. They've got to feel like they're safe.
Close to 500 workers at a local JBS plant in Worthington, Minnesota tested positive for coronavirus, and the company said it would reopen only to euthanize pigs, not to process them. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore said safety must come first.
The health and safety of the workers in the plant is critical. We've got to make sure that they are safe, that they are confident in that safety. Sure that every worker has the protective equipment that they need, personal protective equipment that they need, that all the extra steps taken in the plants to ensure their safety as well as the plant managers themselves.
AFB's Dale Moore says nothing like this has happened ever before in agriculture.
This is an unprecedented situation that has hit this nation. The livestock sector is going through this. We're seeing it in other sectors, in the produce sector, the dairy sector.
And the damage to agriculture is already catastrophic after restaurants who make up half of the food demand were forced to close dine-in services, and then plant workers by the thousands got sick. When all is said and done, farm losses, plus those in processing, transportation, wholesale, retail, and retail supply chain, will likely total tens of billions of dollars or more. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's our farm news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.